I prepared a whole thing of...
dish? Of okra?
If you leave an apple or plum around, it will dry up and...
swivel.
What kind of vegetable comes up in leafy heads?
Do what?
What kind of vegetable comes up in leafy heads?
Cabbage.
And if you have some very large ones, you might say those are very big. Those,
cabbage.
Let's see. When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to...
hoe.
What do you call the kind of large, flat beans that you don't eat in the pod?
Cooked some the other day. I forgot what these.
Now,
they're butter beans.
Okay, are there any other type?
Yeah, they are, but I can't think what it is.
Because I know there's some different varieties. Some
what does it start
round,
with?
Some of them. How about the ones that are almost round?
Them's the butter beans.
Okay, how about if they're just... this isn't really a bean at all. It's just almost round and green.
It's
the same family. You have to shell it, and they're perfectly round, like a small basketball. And then with beans, it's flatter and bigger.
Starts
with a pea.
I don't know.
You grow in peas right here?
Yeah.
Are there any different varieties?
They're different kind. Some of them's bunch peas and some stick peas. You have to put them down, you know. When people put them out, they put a wire across them, you know, from one end to the other, and then they put brush up against that wire for them to climb up there.
Mm-hmm.
But most people raise this bunch of peas now.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's some that you don't have to shell, and you just...
string.
Okay. Are there any different kinds you grow of those? You said those are string beans. Are there any different varieties of those?
The beans, you mean? Yeah, they're different. Part of them's bunch beans and part cornfield beans.
And how about the bunch beans?
Oh, they just grow up about that high, you know, and they don't have to have nothing to grow up on. But the cornfield beans, you have to plant corn in them for them to grow up, and they grow to the top.
Really?
And then away over, I've seen
so
them grow
can
three
grow
fields.
Two things in one field, and they one.
That's what you have to do if you raise cornfield beans.
Does that hurt the corn any?
Well, now, this big corn that you put out for feed corn, it doesn't. But if you happen to put it in sugar corn, it runs it. It's too small, it pulls it down, pulls them down, you see.
And sugar corn is yellow? And the other kind, what's...
Well, part of it's yellow. The feed corn's yellow, and the corn that you have to bake for bread, it's white.
And do you ever make a cream corn?
Yes, if I can it, that's the way I always fix it.
Well, what kind do you use for that?
I use the golden sweet corn.
Do you ever use the white for that?
I never did grow. No, now that's just to make meal out of in this country. Nobody don't grow it anymore. You see, they buy the meal, they're not on meals around here. And they buy it out of the store. But now the yellow corn's for feed, and it grows that long. Just full of plum to the end, you know. That's the kind now you make that grated bread out of. Is that old yellow corn. Old feed corn.
What does the grater look like? Is this a piece of equipment?